In the entryway of the Jacobson Exhibition Center is a 40 by 10 foot tall display with pictures of Iowa veterans who died in the line of duty. Inlaid on each soldier's military profile picture is a private image provided by their family with memorabilia, red roses, and handwritten letters. This pictorial memorial is called Remembering Our Fallen, created by Omaha resident Bill Williams and his wife.
We had read a story about a father who had lost his son, and his concern was that he would be forgotten. And so that's when we came up with the idea to create an exhibit of the pictures of the fallen, not to sit in a museum, but to travel from town to town.
In 2011, Williams and his wife made the memorial as a tribute to fallen Nebraska veterans. After officials from Belleville University saw it, they sponsored exhibits for more states, including Iowa.
You know, we have 10 exhibits now, and we've been notified of 4 new deaths in those 10 states just in the last week and a half. As soon as we hear about the latest fallen, we'll find the photo online. We'll run a picture of it, 8x10 or a 5x7, and then we'll put it in a frame and it travels with the exhibit. But after a couple of months, we contact the family and ask if they would like to have their loved one on the exhibit, which they all say they do.
Williams only includes veterans killed in action since September 11, 2001, and says he'll continue adding soldiers until the United States ceases military operations in Afghanistan. Bob King is the executive director of the Iowa Department of Veterans Affairs and says unlike most memorials, this one allows the public to see the faces of veterans.
You know, you go to the cemetery and there are no faces. But you walk down through here and there's Paul Fisher's face and there's Bruce Smith's face and there's Marilyn Gabbard's face and there's David Kirchhoff and Michael Deutsch and David Wyszynski, all people that I have an association with. And so it just, you know, brings the remembrance a lot closer to home. And so a lot of memories.
The memorial brings emotions to the surface for veteran Dean Kloos from Clarion. He retired from the Navy 14 years ago. Kloos is one of 10 Iowans being honored this year by the State Fair as an Iowan of the Day for his community volunteerism. Kloos says, after visiting the memorial remembering our fallen, being Iowan of the Day seems small.
Today, while we're here at the fair having a good time, there are people that are in harm's way that are potentially may give their life today for us to be able to enjoy these kind of freedoms. When somebody gives their life for their country, they should have been the Iowan of the day.
Kloos says this memorial helps people who haven't served in the military understand the sacrifice soldiers make. After the fair ends, the exhibit will move to cities throughout the state, including Cedar Falls, Council Bluffs, and Trainer. At the State Fair, I'm John Pimble, Iowa Public Radio News.